But it begs a question, doesn't it? Why would a God who has enough power to take down a giant with a rock leave something as small as a thorn? Why would a God who said you could have mustard seed faith and move something as big as a mountain, why would that God leave something as small as a thorn in the life of someone as important as Paul? And it begs a better question. Why would God allow you season after season to sing about Goliaths, to sing about mountains, to pray about them, to ask about them, to strategize, and maybe it'll be different this time? And Paul said, I asked three times. Three times now. I launched three separate campaigns that I waged with heaven to see if God would take this away so I could be more effective for him. This was something that I wanted, and it was something that I thought God would want. And we don't get to know, was it physical? Or we don't get to know, was it mental? Or did the great apostle struggle with depression? See, we probably couldn't handle that. Then we wouldn't listen to him if he said, rejoice in the Lord always. Because we'd be like, oh, you're a hypocrite, Paul, you're canceled. You can't struggle with that and preach to me. Because we like to cut people out when they don't live up to our exact standards. But all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All. Paul, y'all, all. Paul, y'all, all. All. Thorns. All up in the seat next to you. Don't get too close to her. You might get stuck. She's got thorns. And I want to say something else before I tell you what Paul's thorn was, because you're not going to believe it when you see it. I want to make sure that you understand that life will give you an ample supply of thorns. You don't have to ask for one. Okay, Lord. All right, Lord, I hear the preacher today. He's saying we got to suffer. And persecution, bring it on, Lord. I'm ready, God. I was in a prayer service one time and somebody started praying, God, I just pray that for a trial by fire. I backed up so quick. Hold up, y'all, I got a phone call. I didn't come back. I don't even want to be in the prayer circle with somebody dumb enough to pray that. And oh God, when I'm with somebody and they start praying for patience. It's all in the text. It's all in the text. He said in verse 7, I was given a thorn. I didn't ask for it. Because I'm preaching to people that are fighting something you didn't ask for. I'm preaching to people who are fighting something that you didn't ask for. And all these categories Paul lists will make a good starting place for us to evaluate our life and see what is that thing where we need God. He mentions hardships. He mentions insults. He mentions persecutions. He mentions difficulties. He mentions all of these things, weaknesses. He mentions them categorically and metaphorically. But this is not a shopping list. Life will give you enough of those. You don't have to go looking for them. Insults. Life will give you plenty of those. You don't have to infer them when they're not there. Did you see how she looked at me?
Wow.
No. I don't even think she was looking at you. Yes, she did. She was looking at me. Did you hear how they said that? They said that about me. They were talking about me. Insults. Life will give you enough. You'll get insulted for real. Somebody will be on your comments looking for you to have a Botox, a Mary Kay consultant, a ninja in the comments trying to take you down. You won't have to go looking for a hardship. Yeah, it'll give you enough. And that's why, for me, this is just me in my house, social media is really dangerous. I'm not saying it's bad, because right now while I'm preaching, they're posting on an account about my sermon on the thing. But for me, because life gives me enough thorns, I have enough insecurity. I deal with enough in my head. I mean, I got enough movies to make me miserable the rest of my life.
regrets, things I replay, self-doubt, even self-loathing. Well, hold on now, Pastor Stephen. You are a preacher. You should have worked through these issues. Paul had a thorn. You have a thorn. If you keep looking at me this fake, I'm going to interview your family members, and I'm going to find out your thorn, and I'm going to put you on blast in the pulpit next week. But what got me about it was that social media can be like a thorn store, where as if you don't have enough already to feel worried about or to compare yourself. If it's not hard enough to be a teenager with the fear of missing out, you can go and find proof that you're missing out of all the people that didn't invite you and watch the things that they're doing. It can be like for me, I don't go on Facebook because it'll make me too angry. And I may not face Goliath, but I already got a really bad temper. I may not face Goliath, but I have anger issues, right? So I don't need all that. I don't need more thorns. I don't need to borrow your thorns. I don't need to be swimming in the sewage of other people's anger when I've already got enough anger of my own. I'm not looking for me, Instagram is like Thornhub. Oh God. He's preaching a real sermon today. He's saying real things today. To me, this is like I'm not looking for insults, hardships, persecutions, weaknesses. I've already got enough of those. I need a word from God. I need an encouraging voice. I need an image that I can aspire to that looks like Christ. He said a thorn was given to me. And he says a strange phrase. He says it was a messenger of Satan. The word in Greek for messenger is angelos. What does that sound like? Angelos. 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 Angel. The same word that is used for messenger. Y'all don't believe me. Put my Bible verse back up. He said, because of these surpassingly great revelations, therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn, a messenger of Satan. Angelos. Same word as angel. The same word as angel. An angel, a messenger. It's the same word. There's no difference in the word. An angel of Satan to torment me. An angel of Satan? I don't want that kind. I never prayed for Satan to give me anything in my life. And Paul didn't like it either. And he said, the first time he got that thing, hit with that thing, he said, return to sender. And he did it 3 times. And sometimes that works and God helps you through it. And you're like, I'm not going to struggle with that anymore. And that's awesome. And you can testify and help others. But in this case, Paul said, I had to see that. It was given to me, even though the enemy delivered it. He said, it came from an angel. An angel of Satan gave me a gift from God. And that's why I think this week when it comes to the thorns in your life, you, even if it's a person that gets on your nerves, raise your hand if there's one in your life. So this week, tell them, you're such an angel. Now, if they go to church here, don't say that because they'll know the Greek. But if they don't go to church here, they won't have a clue what you're talking about. Say, man, you're just like an angel to me. And what the angel brought me is a thorn. And I started to get confused because he said, it's an angel. You're teenagers. Did you know your teenagers' parents are angels? Teenagers, did you know your parents are angels? I can't wait all week. People that walk in around their house being like, what's up, angel, everybody, all the angels saluting each other that God is using to keep us dependent on him.
You gave me a gift of realizing how much I need God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're going to see angels everywhere this week. Put the verse back up. He said, it's a messenger from Satan. He said, but I don't like to, I don't have to like the delivery service to open the package. So it was an angel, a messenger of Satan, in order to keep me from getting so conceited. God knows what you're prone to. God knew that Paul was prone to pride. So what God does, he matches your thorn, your course, to your calling. The reason I can't pick my own mentor in life is I don't know what I need, because I don't even know who I really am yet. And I certainly don't know who I'm gonna be when God gets done with me. So God is so good that he knows how to match your thorn, from his throne. He said it was sent, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Torment. You've been tormented by it. You've been tormented by it. It torments you. When there's a weakness and you can't get stronger in it, it torments you. That I should be farther along and I did it again, it torments you. That other people can do that easily, but it's not easy for me, it torments you. Torment. 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 Tormentor. Mentor. Mentor, 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 mentor. Paul's thorn was his mentor. I told you I'd tell you what Paul's thorn was, and I did. It was his mentor. It was the thing God gave him to teach him grace. So I actually don't have to interview anybody to find out what your thorn is. I already know. It's your mentor. It's the mentor you didn't ask for. It's the thing that showed up in your life. Because see, you've been trained in a lot of things. Some of you have a master's degree. Some of you know how to run a business. Some of you know how to make straight A's. Some of you know how to impress others. Some of you know how to dress. Some of you know how to talk real good, and you can flatter people and say things to get out of the situation. But there are some things that can only be learned in Thorn University. There are some things that God can only teach you, not through advice, but through adversity. Paul was not a rookie, and Paul was not a noob, and Paul was not an unsolicited Dear Abby advice columnist. Paul was an apostle of Jesus Christ, and he didn't even want to be. Paul never even applied to be an apostle. He was just riding on his donkey through Damascus. And God, bop, knocked him off his donkey and said, new boss, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. And he had to lead him by the hand. You got a new mentor now, Paul. This is difficult because Paul studied under, watch this, Gamaliel. Gamaliel was a father of the Sanhedrin, not just a member. Gamaliel was the grandson of Hillel. The Gamaliel was so powerful, they said the glory of the Torah died when Gamaliel died, but he was steeped only in Judaism. When Gamaliel mentored Paul, he could teach him so much. He could teach him about the law. He could teach him about the oral tradition. And Paul sat at his feet. He defends himself in Acts 22, verse 3. He said, I grew up in Jerusalem, and I sat at the feet of Gamaliel. He was my mentor. But one day as I was going to persecute the church and wipe out those who were members of the way, help me, Holy Spirit, I got knocked down by something bigger than me. I got blinded by a light I didn't even ask for. And Gamaliel could teach me about grammar, but he couldn't teach me about grace. It took a thorn to show me that. I didn't ask for it. And God, if you want to take it, it's still on the table. You can have it back anytime. But the torment stops here. I will not be tormented by this thorn one more day. If you're not going to take this thorn away, then God, you will need to give me the grace. So when Paul preaches, and he talks about the thorn, I want you to realize that that is the thing that God wouldn't take away. But he says in verse 7 something very interesting. He says, therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn. And I just read that a bunch, and I eventually began to see, therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn. It came through an instrument of Satan, but God used it as a vessel of grace. Isn't that what he did with Paul? Paul, who was a tool, who was used by the enemy to torment the church. And when God transformed him, he became a vessel for the gospel. And if God can do that through Paul, now he said, I'm going to do it for Paul. And if you can receive it, he's going to do it for you. Therefore, I was given a thorn. God didn't take it away. He showed me what it was. Therefore. So ask God for this. Ask God for a therefore. I'm celebrating today because God gave me a therefore. I'm not celebrating that the thorn is gone. I'm celebrating that God gave me a therefore. I'm going to find another church to preach this in. This is too good. Somebody celebrate the therefore. Therefore. So he said, therefore, all the more gladly, for Christ's sake, I will boast in the things that make me appear broken. Therefore, I will glory not in the thorn, but in the grace that God released for it.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.